USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's no longer about who gets to vote. It's about making it harder to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote and whether your vote counts at all.
President Biden's comments in Atlanta, Georgia. Biden also calling for an end to the filibuster, as are many Democrats. When confronted by a reporter regarding a letter that was signed back in 2017 saying they would oppose changes to the filibuster when Republicans were in power, Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow saying the times have changed.
And let me say that as somebody who signed that at the time, we were not where we are today. We're in terms of this continual abuse, really the tyranny of the minority using the filibuster.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bank of America is cutting overdraft fees. They'll drop from $35 to just $10 in May. The bank also plans to get rid of non-sufficient funds fees as soon as February. President of Retail Banking, Holly O'Neill, saying the bank hopes to empower clients to create long-term financial wellness with the latest steps. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is blasting the Biden administration for what he says is a double standard in prosecution. He says the Department of Justice went after January 6 protesters while going easy on activists and rioters and looters who attacked federal buildings in Portland following the murder of George Floyd.
There are a great many Americans who are understandably deeply concerned about the politicization of the Department of Justice under President Joe Biden.
Cruz speaking at a Democratic-led hearing on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Chicago Public School students are set to return to school tomorrow after classes were canceled for several days over a COVID-19-related dispute. A proposal for CPS to resume in-person learning tomorrow has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union's House of Delegates. There will be no classes on Tuesday, but teachers will report to schools for planning. Plans are underway to celebrate the Georgia Bulldogs with a parade on Saturday. The college football team scored their first national championship Monday night in four decades. They beat Alabama 33-18 after dominating the final 17 minutes. Quarterback Stetson Bennett was named the MVP for the offense, while Lewis Klein took it for the defense. Bennett joins ABC's Good Morning America to talk about what he's learned during this championship season.
I think I learned that life's hard. You got to work for what you want. You got to bet on yourself, just like, you know, all you guys, and just like Michael and, you know, everybody here, everybody who's ever been successful, you got to bet on yourself. And other people might put in some, you know, change on the odds, but, you know, that never really matters. You got to work hard. Love the people who's around you. They got to love you. And bet on yourself.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.